Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Okay, I always give a disclaimer that my podcast, I do not intend to hurt anybody. As I said before, in previous podcasts, I got more vocal and more expressive. Because there are these dangerous people, naysayers, who I am referring to, these African-American, Latino, or homeless, or criminals, who say false allegations about me, but they want to hinder my chance to get in the industry and so on. And again, I said this before, nobody, I cannot hang out with no criminal, regardless of race, color, creed, religion, or sexual orientation. And that is a fair assessment, and that is logical. Why would I want to hang out with a mass killer or a dangerous person who, an ex-con, put myself, my life in jeopardy? Because it's shown that when you hang out with negative people or criminals end up hurting that person who hangs out with them. They get killed, they get robbed, they get harassed, murdered, or something. I'm not going to hang out with somebody who has a propensity to kill somebody or rob somebody who's a heavy cocaine use or who do illegal things or a con artist or a sociopath. I can't do that. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with character. But I'm going to say this. We hang out whoever we feel comfortable with. I'm going to hang out whoever I feel comfortable with. But I'm not no racist. But the people I came around in my neighborhood and in this building are so backward and so graphically nutty and out of touch with the reality of the mainstream. And I don't want to live around that. I want to live with the mainstream or with the 21st century culture. And the same is true with anyone think backward. This person, these people, this white guy said, I have to stay with my own kind, or this black person said that. That's racism. That's hatred. There are lots of interracial marriages and relationships, hetero and homo, all over this planet that are very, very well established. Like Tina Turner, she's been with somebody for 6 years, very stabilized as hetero. There's some black and white gay couples that have been together for 20 or 30 years. I wish I had a relationship that was long-term. I didn't meet my soulmate, but they are normal. Even conservatives, people who I disagree, like Thomas is married to somebody who's a little different race. It has nothing to do, they marry each other because they like each other for who they are. It has nothing to do with race, hetero or homo. So to say stay with your own kind is being an idiot. It's racism. That's what KKK racist people think, to divide the races and promote hatred. So it is racism when you say stay with your own kind. It's been shown that that motto has not worked out. It has shown that it's being an idiot because there's lots of interracial marriages, black and white, hetero and homo, that are very successful. So I'm going to say that's being racist and being an idiot. I don't want to hang out with people who say those things. They're backward, they're ignorant, and potentially dangerous because they're saying something that's racist. People question, my chances and my freedoms have been violated. When these individuals have said outside that they're jealous of me and stuff like that, I don't know why. All they have to do is look in the mirror and go for their dreams. If they don't have that capacity, go do something else. I don't want them around me. I don't want somebody who thinks like that. I can't have somebody trying to undermine or have some scheme to undermine me. I didn't come out here to tell life to deal with people like that. Also, I don't deal with people who think backward or who say racist stuff like stay with your own kind, or the individual said he likes he's from Oklahoma. He likes, the race is separate. I don't deal with people like that. Those people are racist, should be investigated by the police or somebody, because that's racism. That's hatred. It will never again be segregation in this society. And then when I was walking outside, someone called me a reverend because I was doing all these podcasts. I don't like to be called reverend. I think they're ignorant. I don't know why would they even call me a reverend. The way I act, I think they're so ignorant and detached from reality. I am not in any way. I don't act like a reverend. I don't want them even saying those things to me because it doesn't make sense. They're so detached from reality. Where they come from? Looks like they live in a 1930 or 1920. I don't want that kind of backward philosophy around me. Racism is backwards, and racism is ignorant. Being ignorant is not somebody I want to hang out with. Being somebody who's detached in the past or saying things that don't pertain to me or saying things that are out of touch with the real world, I don't want to hang out with or deal with. I'm there never be no reverend. I'm not a practicing Christian. I'm a Buddhist. But I respect Christianity. I like Judaism. I also respect Christianity and so on. But I could never be no reverend. Just because I do podcasts. Take that somewhere else. And I don't like them referring me or comparing me to. It's like they live in 1960 or 1950. And we cannot go back to 1960 or 1950. That's why the civil rights movement happened, to bring people together regardless of race and to increase education and to stop the ignorance. People paid their lives for it. But the thing about it is that they're trying to take my dreams away, these same individuals. Say they sample my music. They don't want to see me making the industry. They're trying to steal my song or whatever. And they may be living on the street. I don't deal with people who live on the street and looking at me as some place to target. I mean, I can't believe that. Or nearby. Please, keep their backward talk to themselves. I don't know why would they be jealous of me. All they need to do is put their mind to it and go for their dreams. That's all they have to do is put their mind to it and go for their dreams and don't hurt other people mentally and physically. Like one of them, who is a sociopath, a dangerous person, had pretended that she was my social worker. I don't know if this is, I consider her dangerous. She said she called the school to prevent me from getting in a school by making up stories that I was a criminal and so on or something else. And that is a sign of sociopathy. If she did, and if it turns out that way, I will be filing criminal charges against her and getting the government to investigate. Because I don't want no sociopath or no dangerous person who's jealous of me. Do something like that. And she also was saying I could be a therapist or a manager of a San Fernando Mental Health. I am not interested. I was not interested in no San Fernando Mental Health as a caseworker personally or as a supervisor. I would never be a supervisor or a caseworker. They need to stop that delusion too. Stop it. I'm not no leader to be, no manager. I never intended to be. Stop calling me some manager or so I can help. I mean, that is not fair to me, somebody who is not a therapist or anybody who has put hard work, who actually is. And it's not fair to me to try to undermine my potential. Again, I have somebody who thinks so far right, so backward. They from Oklahoma. They lived in they're so stuck. I don't know why they're out in California near Hollywood where it's so blue and liberal and to say, stay with your own kind and all the very backward stuff that could get them in trouble for being a potentially hate crime. I don't want to deal with that. I wonder why they are living out here. This place is always going to be very open. And then they say, they wanted to be, this is a conservative. This ain't no conservatives elected. If there was conservatives elected, it would be blue. If there was conservatives elected, it would be red Republicans all over the place elected. And there's no Republicans elected in this area, or very, very, very few. It's 99% Democrat, and they vote a liberal, open-minded progressiveness. But I also realize on a personal level that conservative people are not open-minded socially or politically with gay people and so on, which makes them, in my opinion, ignorant. I've always been open. I've been open to all races and genres. But so people, regardless of where they live or what they believe, should be left alone. I should not be targeted. But I don't want to live with somebody who's approached me and look at me from some extreme backward or out of touch reality situation. I mean, I can't deal with people like that. I would never be a reverend. I would never be conservative. And they probably target me because I don't want to be conservative or because I'm gay. So you could say racism and homophobia is part of this guy who's far right. He's targeting me indirectly because of racism and homophobia. And his girlfriend out there talking. I don't know why. Yes, I probably had to file a hate crime or something, but I need to just be careful. I have to make sure I get evidence and stuff to collect for them to be investigated, because you might target any minority or anybody with direct or indirect racism or homophobia. But I was targeted simply because, you know, these African-Americans in the neighborhood keep saying, you know, they up to no good, they don't know how to mind their business. They're selling drugs. They're drug traffickers, from what I heard. I don't deal with people who are negative. It has nothing to do with, or they're up to no good or whatever. I don't want to hang out with them. I don't want them coming near me. They need to mind their business, ignore me, and move on. That's what a law-abiding, rational person would do. If I don't know you and I don't know them, I'm not going to come up to them and start talking at them and saying negative things. I mean, that's crazy. They say I'm a role model. I mean, I don't need to hear that from what their standpoint is, I've realized they say that for ulterior motives. I don't want them coming near me or saying things. I don't know them. That relates to the fact that the other reason is they were saying they were looking at, you know, a police department could arrest them. Again, they need to go to a hospital or something. They may not be looking at me from inside. I'm very, very blue. And I should not be harassed for being very liberal. I don't want them calling me liberal. Okay. They're acting like they're living in 1960. This is 2022. Yeah, I know that, you know, things have changed a lot. The Supreme Court is making it harder. But I think the wrong side of history. We're not living in 1950 no more. Okay. You know, I just don't know why they would come over here. I'm famous, but I'm not that famous because I'm on the internet or because I released a record. Millions of people are doing the same thing. I'm sure they got a record released or doing something. Why are they coming over here? I came out here for a dream. I came out here, I'm progressive, you know, California 2022, that's where my head is. It's not in 1970. I hang around people who's aware of what's going on in California and the world in like 2022. There's a lot of things going on. You know, we came a long way the last 50, 60 years, but some of those rights are being at stake with the Supreme Court and so on. But I think we will never go back to 1950 or 1940 or 1930, like this one individual. Everybody thinks that he grew up in 1940, 1950. That's how he grew up, and he wants. That's how he thinks. That's a dangerous way of thinking. We cannot have segregation come back. It will never come back. You'd be seen as a racist if you think like you're in 1940 or 1950. But people mind their business. We have to mind our business. You know, I came out here to be a star. I'm living near Hollywood. Hollywood's like 15, less than 15 miles away. It's about 10 miles away. And this area, I'm living about 10, well, within 10 miles is Hollywood, Los Angeles. So this is not an area, not at all, to be saying anything anti-social or being a racist. This is not a place within a 20-mile radius to be a racist or to be homophobic. There's a lot of artists out here like me. These same individuals say they got sampled and made money off my music. They committed a crime of forgery, and they commit a crime of trying to hinder and take my American freedom to go for my dream. And no one's dream should be taken away. Nobody's dream. And to try to take my dream away for self-centered motives is not right. So I don't want people who are criminals around me, regardless of where they come from, regardless of race, color, creed, or sexual orientation. I don't want no criminals around me. But I don't want to hang out with backwards, ignorant people who don't understand the reality of living in the 21st century either. I have to be up to par with what's going on and people who knows who want to progress to the future, not the past. Definitely not no prejudiced person around me. No, that's a negative person. No way. That's how I think. One day at a time. Good day, good night from Dubnight.